And now we have U.S. Senator Ron Johnson on the line. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Senators closed the chapter on President Trump's Senate trial yesterday, capping a months-long process that started with an impeachment inquiry in the House that led to the president's impeachment, ultimately his acquittal yesterday. Senator Johnson voted to acquit on both charges. How do you feel about this moment? What do you want to ask Senator Johnson? We're at 800-642-1234. Ron Johnson is a Republican representing Wisconsin in the U.S. Senate, where he chairs the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. Senator Johnson, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. You've said all along that what the president did was not an impeachable offense. Is there anything you still want answered in America's bilateral ties with Kiev and the president's dealings with Ukraine in light of withholding military aid and Russia aggression?
There are so many unanswered questions, but it goes way beyond just this particular episode. I think my primary point is this never should have risen to the level of impeachment inquiry, impeachment trial. Congressional oversight is completely appropriate. But in the end, in our system, and I think the primary check and balance on all elected officials are the voters. And here we are 9 months from a presidential election. Why not let the voters decide in this case? So, yeah, I've been conducting my oversight, starting with the Hillary Clinton email scandal, which somewhat morphed because of similar players, same players in the FBI, Department of Justice, were involved then in the false narrative of Trump campaign collusion with Russia. You've seen the abuse of the FISA court by certain officials in the FBI and Department of Justice. These are definitely concerns, but from my standpoint, it's about congressional oversight. It's about making these things transparent so the American people know what happens so they can factor that into their decisions when they go to the polls. We shouldn't be settling our disputes in a completely partisan impeachment process, which is what this was, which, by the way, is exactly what Speaker Pelosi and Chairman Nadler warned us about in their previous lives, I guess. So all of a sudden they decide, well, I guess a partisan impeachment is the way to go. I don't think it was. So I'm glad this chapter in American history is over.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton may be subpoenaed by the House. You talked with him on January 7th. What do you want to know from Mr. Bolton?
Well, if he has things that are relevant, I think he should have just come out, you know, particularly in light of the fact that his book transcript was leaked selectively. Kind of suspicious timing there. But I spoke to John. You know, obviously, I made my information public. Now, but I'm not constrained by the very legitimate concern of executive privilege and deliberative process, the separation between powers. I'm a separate branch, so I could very freely go out and tell the public what I knew about this particular episode. John is more constrained because he should respect and the president should protect executive privilege and deliberative process. It's incredibly important that presidents can rely on frank and sometimes out-of-the-box advice from advisors without people worrying about it being exposed because of congressional oversight. So these are important concepts, separation of powers, that need to be respected and, from my standpoint, protected.
Well, let's take a call now. Frank is joining us from Green Bay. Hi, Frank.
Hi, good morning.
Go ahead. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I guess kind of in pretense to this, I'll tell you that I'm Republican and, you know, I voted for Trump. And in a way, I empathize with the Republicans in the Senate because it was almost a lose-lose situation for them. If they did vote Trump guilty and pull him out, then the base voters would be very upset given the narrative that was being pushed. But I guess my problem is if he is truly guilty and he's under this mindset now, you know, there would be no way for us to know without witnesses. So their backs were against the wall. You know, if it was voted to acquit and then something else does happen, everybody who voted to acquit is going to be put under question for not allowing witnesses. So I guess my question to Ron Johnson was, you know, if he was truly out of the or in the clear, so to speak, and we as a voter base need assurances on that. What problem do witnesses pose, or would they have posed, if there was truly no issue?
Senator Johnson?
Well, again, I take the position we never should have even been in an impeachment trial. Calling witnesses would have extended this well into the election season. It would not have told us anything more we need to know because, first of all, you look at the articles themselves, and from my standpoint, they're not impeachable offenses. So there was no reason to call additional witnesses, but it's just false that there weren't witnesses. The House called and presented 13 witnesses over 100 clips in the Senate. We saw all that information. I sat through all of it. We didn't need more information to come to the conclusion that these were not impeachable offenses. No matter what additional information came out, they were not. They weren't impeachable offenses. So why prolong the process?
Your colleague, Republican Senator Mitt Romney of Utah, voted to convict President Trump on the abuse of power charge. So he's first senator to vote to remove a president of his own party. What was your reaction to Romney's vote?
First of all, I respect Mitt. I don't believe there's any grandstanding in this at all. I think this is clearly what he felt in his heart. I just fundamentally disagreed with his position that he took on this. So, again, I don't believe there's going to be any retribution within the Republican conference. I've heard, you know, all kinds of things, but I think we all respected Mitt's decision on this one, and we just fundamentally disagreed.
Let's go to Fred now in Ithaca. Fred, hi.
Yeah, I am just calling to let you know that I'm a Christian in the state of Wisconsin. Since Act 10, I've struggled voting Republican anymore in the state of Wisconsin because I just don't understand the dictatorship that's happened in our state when we strip our governor of all of his rights. Is that what the Christian people would like if they had taken over the post? So what's happening in D.C. is, in my opinion, been led by many of our Wisconsin Republican Christian people. And to me, Mitt's morals matter. Mr. Johnson said his mental capacity doesn't allow him to support.
And Fred,
but just 1 second. John McCain is another person that had character. I don't think there's any character left in the Republican Party in the state of Wisconsin.
Fred, Fred, thanks for the call. Senator Johnson, how does this impact ideology here, and how does it filter down to Wisconsin?
I'm not sure there's actually a question in any of that whatsoever. There's a huge divide in this nation. There's no doubt about it. And it doesn't help when everybody is questioning the other person's motives. You know, I ran for office because I was concerned about the future of this nation, the fact that we were piling up debt, which is something that both parties continue to ignore. I always try and concentrate on the areas of agreement. I truly believe as every American shares the same goal. We want safety, we want security, we want greater prosperity and greater opportunity for every American. I try and concentrate on those goals, try and actually get something accomplished. And, you know, I don't question the other side's motives. I certainly question their policies. I don't agree with their policies, but I try and concentrate on the areas of agreement to actually accomplish something. It's my manufacturing background, continuous improvement. So again, I don't know where that gentleman was coming from. But from my standpoint, I'm just trying to do the right thing.
We're talking with U.S. Senator Ron Johnson a day after President Trump's acquittal in the Senate. You can join in with your thoughts, your questions, 800-642-1234. Senator, will this impeachment trial open the door to future impeachments? Do you see impeachment being used in the future as a political force, a political weapon?
Well, it's one of the points that Ken Starr made in his presentation, that we're in the age of impeachment right now, and that's not good for our democracy. So I think one of the things that Republicans in the Senate, by voting not guilty, we're trying to do is send a very strong signal to future houses, don't do this. Follow the advice of Nancy Pelosi and Chairman Nadler. Chairman Nadler said there must never be an impeachment substantially supported by one of our major political parties and largely opposed by the other. Such an impeachment would lack legitimacy, would produce divisiveness and bitterness in politics for years to come. I wish Nancy Pelosi and Chairman Nadler would have followed their own advice. And so one of the things that we were trying to do is shut down that process. Don't send the Senate a completely partisan impeachment and then ask the Senate to do your investigatory work. Again, oversight is fine, public exposure is necessary. Transparency is necessary, but don't weaponize this constitutional nuclear weapon. So I'm literally hoping through my vote, I contributed to shutting down this weaponization and politicization of the impeachment process.
The talk of censure has been floated, a formal statement of disapproval, purpose of censure to discredit both the president's act and the motive behind it. You said that you would not support censure. Can you basically have some comment on that? What would you say there?
Well, again, if censure was a serious proposal, it's something the House could have seriously considered, but they didn't. They weaponized this. They went right to the nuclear option of constitutional conflict. It's not going to happen in the Senate. I mean, it just that vote will not come up in the Senate, so why even talk about it? If the House wanted to do that, they could have done that. They could have stopped short of dragging America through, again, a highly partisan, highly politicized impeachment, which they shouldn't have done.
Let's go to Troy now in Muskego. Hi, Troy.
Yes, I just two things. The main thing is the witnesses. Number one, the White House blocked witnesses. And then two, the senators, Ron Johnson included, voted not to allow witnesses to testify. And I kind of feel like, you know, he uses that terminology a lot, talking about how he represents Wisconsin. Well, I wanted to see witnesses testify. I'm pretty sure the majority of people in Wisconsin wanted to see these witnesses testify. So I don't know how they live with that they didn't even – they blocked people from testifying, and then they want to – the president's going to supposedly celebrate today that, you know, that he had a victory when he blocked witnesses.
Troy, thanks for the call. Senator Johnson, there still is, as Troy is saying here, a need and want for more witnesses.
So I wonder where Troy's outrage was when the president wasn't afforded calling witnesses in the House impeachment trial or in the House impeachment process. You know, one of the things the White House counsel pointed out is, okay, if we go down the impeachment road, we never had the due process ability to question the House, the people who were called in by the House managers. So we would have gone down that list. I mean, this would have stretched on for months. And again, I take the position these were unimpeachable offenses. We never should have been in this process, so why prolong it? But again, anybody outraged that the Senate didn't call witnesses, we heard from the House witnesses there was no due process afforded in the House. The House did not allow the president to call his witnesses in their process. So, you know, have a little balance, a little fairness in your attitude here.
Senator Johnson, thank you for joining us.
Have a great day.
Ron Johnson is a Republican representing Wisconsin in the Senate. We also reached out to Senator Tammy Baldwin, who voted to remove President Trump, and she was not available. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.